Back here on the ISN Internet Network, final from Silver Cross Field in Joliet, a thriller that went down to nearly the last bat as the Sandberg Eagles continue the quest to defend their Class AA state championship crown with a 5-3 win over their longtime rivals in the Thunderbolts of Tinley Park Andrew. Right now, this is the Ad Council, post-game report brought to you by the Ad Council, who reminds you that if you want to be all you can be, join the Army and become an Army of One. Alvin Washington along with Tim McKinney and our Ad Council player of the game, Sandberg left fielder Tim Alberts, the big blow in the six, a two-run, one-out single. Pretty much put this one on ice. And Tim, welcome to the Ad Council post-game report.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, this was a typical Sicko West battle in the making. I mean, you guys got three in the third on a Nick Tantillo error. They come back with three in the top of the fifth on a wild pitch and a big two-run double by the pitcher Ryan McGuire. And then here comes another bobble by Nick Tantillo, which they wound up calling a hit, but it allowed you to come up with your late game heroics and, of course, bring Sandberg to yet another Elite Eight. Is this the type of thing you've seen all year long in the Sicko West, especially when you guys and Andrew get together?
Yeah, it's definitely always a battle when you're playing in conference in the Sicko West. Every game, I mean, from Andrew, Lockport, Stagg, Joliet, I mean, you go out there, if you don't bring your A game, somebody's going to beat you. So we knew coming into this game that if we just come out and play how we've been playing, that we could get a win. But if we make mistakes and we don't do the things we've been doing, that Andrew would definitely beat us.
It's been like this literally ever since you guys won the title back last year. I mean, you guys have been a marked man, but boy, credit your starting pitcher John Crittle. Granted, he did get the no decision with the three-run lead taken away from him with Dan Atkinson on the mound, who did wind up with the win. But those first three innings, you guys backed him up with some great defense. If it wasn't you getting a nice deep left gapper, it was a couple of double plays here in the middle infield. I mean, everything pretty much put into place. Andy Earhart with a game-ending 3-6 double play with a little help from Lee Fisher. Has that been the type of defense that has allowed the Sandberg Eagles to stay where they are as being the top of the mountain in AA baseball?
Yeah, we've been playing great D. I'd say the last three quarters of our season, the beginning of the season, we were kind of getting in the groove of everything. We were a little shaky hitting, a little shaky on defense and pitching. And then right, maybe 10 games in, we got our stuff together, and we've just been playing great D, and we've been getting consistent pitching.
Tim, I just wanted to ask you, let's go back to your at-bat in the sixth inning. Try and set it up. It was a bases-loaded situation with one out. What were you looking for? How did the sequence go for you during that at-bat?
Well, my other two at-bats, McGuire was pitching me outside, which he's been known to do for lefties. He's got a changeup that moves away. He's got a pretty decent fastball, and he's got a nice curveball. So he's been known to pitch lefties away, as he did the whole game to me and the other two lefties in our lineup. So I moved a little closer to the plate, and I knew he was going to pitch me outside. If he came in, I could do something with that. I can hit the inside pitch pretty good. And I was just looking for a fastball, let the curves go, looking for a fastball, and just hit it hard, put it in play, and good things will happen.
Plus, it was just amazing how this game went. Alvin alluded to it a moment ago. How did it feel out there? Andrew had so many opportunities early on in this game, could not score. They ended up stranding 10 base runners on the afternoon. And when you really think about it, you guys didn't have too many opportunities, but the chances you had, you took advantage of them.
Yeah, that was just that's just clutch D. That was the same against when we played Lockport for the sectional finals. You get a couple people to pop up bunts, you get key strikeouts when you need them. If we're going to go any farther than this, that's kind of what you got
to
do.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because potentially you'll have a chance to see a team I've had a chance to see a lot of. That's possibly Lyons Township, depending on their game with Glenn Bard East today out there at North Central College in Naperville. I know they're a very explosive team offensively. I don't know if you heard much about them. They've hit a lot of home runs. Glenn Bardese has come of age a bit. What are your thoughts about that? I know you guys don't care who you're playing. You're glad you're going to be there, but either way, you guys are going to have a big challenge in that next game.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, Lyons Township was our first game this season.
What happened there?
They beat us 12-0.
But yeah, they got the offense.
They're definitely dangerous. They got unbelievable pitching. They got solid 1-9 hitters. It was our first game, and it was there about 7th or 8th. So we're glad they're still in the tournament because we're looking forward to playing them. And we're not too happy that New Trier got out either because we were looking to see them downstate.
One final thing before we let you go. I know the atmosphere here at Silver Cross Field has had to put you in the mind of possibly maybe watching your very first professional baseball game, maybe at either U.S. Cellular Field, the Old Comiskey, or Wrigley Field. But stepping out onto a field like Silver Cross, what was the mood among the team when you first stepped out there before you took batting practice and then now being crowned super sectional champions for the second straight year coming off such a great field?
No matter what, I don't care how many times you play on a field like this. When you're still in high school, you know, there's still that awe. You know, you got the real dugouts, the ones that walk down. You got the perfect outfield, just flawless pretty much. We got here early, and the coaches told us to just walk around, you know, take it all in, and then when it came to game time, get it out, and, you know, it's just another ball game.
Plus, how was that like adjusting to the sun in the outfield? Was that tough at all today?
Oh, yeah, the sun was pretty nasty. It was hanging right above those lights. Yeah. So
I know that one sinking fly ball you caught, it looked like you were battling it a bit.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't go right in the sun, it's not bad. But if it gets right in the way of the sun, you're going to have trouble out there.
A very special thanks to Tim Alberts, right fielder for the Sandberg Eagles. His 2-1 single in the sixth helped the Eagles go back to the Elite Eight for the second straight year and defend the Class AA championship. Tim, thank you very much. Good luck in Crestwood at Hawkinson Ford Field.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tim.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
We'll wrap it up in just a little bit. 5-3, the Orland Park Sandberg Eagles are set to defend their Class AA championship against the winner of Lyons Township or Glen Bard East. We'll wrap it up right after this. You're listening to the 2003 Class AA Baseball Super Sectionals right here on the IS Net Internet Network.